Placing Promotion Wrestling. Welcome back to another episode of PTBN YouTube Roulette. This is Scott Shiflett here. I'm joined by only two other people tonight. First one, Matt Souza. Matt, how are you doing, buddy?
Shif, what's going on? A bunch of empty seats around the roulette table here. Very busy people, the very busy people on this show. So, happy to be here as always as a permanent guest.
Yes, thank you. You are the permanent guest. And joined also by Jambalaya Jake. Jake, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I just want to make it clear that despite being the second one introduced, I'm the number one co-host, just to be clear.
Yes, he is the number one co-host.
That's right. He's the co-host, and I'm the permanent guest. That's just how it goes.
Right. Okay. Souza is...
Light crew, though. Light crew. Mm. Logan is, he has a child recently, so he's busy with that. Sean, I assume, is... I'm probably Monday Night Football. We're recording this on a Monday, so I'm sure he's tied up with Monday Night Football. That guy,
of course,
can't separate him from his sports.
Yeah,
he's got a big parlay going.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just us three tonight. It should be fun. We got a couple good matches here. And the first match that we're going to have here is from the Ring of Honor 50th show ever, which, as you guys know, Ring of Honor has been in the news, sadly, not for good things, as they are basically shutting down and starting over as a super indie. But we have here, I guess, from their golden days, and it's going to be CM Punk versus Homicide from their 50th show in 2004. So are you guys ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Ready.
All right. And all right, I'm pressing play. So, when I found out that CM Punk was coming to WWE, I didn't know anything about him. And I look him up and I was like, oh, he's dressed like me wearing basketball shorts. Obviously not the same body type, but, you know, basketball shorts I thought was pretty cool. He did not bring those into WWE or AEW now. So what did you guys think of CM Punk for the first time?
So I wasn't in tune with the indie scene at this time. So kind of my first, I first saw Punk in WWE. So going back, it was kind of like seeing him in this version. And, you know, I think he maybe gets criticized sometimes because it's a very, very indie look, for better or for worse.
Right.
And I will say, like, with the lights right now, it's giving me a seizure. Like, I'm watching Pokemon TV show. So I don't know about you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little stroby.
But yeah, I'm in a similar spot to Jake. I didn't see Punk really until he hit ECW. And then I went back and watched all his stuff with Samoa Joe, his legendary from Ring of Honor and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I do have to note that you kind of threw us into this. You didn't even give us a count. You're just like, all right, I press play.
Look, I was like, oh, shit. He rules with an iron fist.
Right. He's like, you better be paying attention, you bastards.
You're looking for a curveball? Here's a fastball, you fucks.
Yeah. One of the 12 to 6, I gave you a four-seamer.
He had the Aerosmith, just push button. That's my first musical reference, fucking 3 minutes into the show. Well,
you know what our outro music's going to be.
Yes. Yeah.
Unless, of course, you say another song title in 2 minutes.
Right. The over-under is 2 minutes.
No females in the crowd, so this is an AEW show, it looks like.
I was going to say it's a typical Ring of Honor show, then.
Yeah.
Or a wrestling show.
Yeah, right. Well, I feel like WWE, you at least get some females there. But
yeah, at least WCW and TNA used to pay hot models to be in the front row. So.
Right.
Yeah.
For some reason, the ladies don't want to come hang out at this, like, this place with 7-foot ceilings. It smells like a nutsack.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Walking here to watch a Homicide.
It has one of those
ironically,
smells.
That ironically,
building has a smell you can taste.
Yeah, you could, like Jake said, it probably smells like ball sack. So,
It smells like cigarette smoke and taint.
Yes. Like, I literally have not found a woman in the audience yet.
Yeah, the great taint hall of whatever the hell this would be.
The taint pavilion.
297 views, Chef. That's definitely in the... We'll put that in the triple digits of this pod, like the triple digit view matches we've seen, which there's quite a few.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked at how many. I thought this would have a lot of views because
you would think.
Full disclosure. So I used to watch like wrestling shoot interviews when I couldn't sleep because they were like the first podcast if you think about it. And
nightmares did that lead to?
Well, I was an insomniac in college because I thought I was going to fail out. So I would literally stay up to 6 a.m. watching random shit. This is a total sidebar. Like one night I watched all the Ocean movies because I couldn't fucking fall asleep. I watched all three Ocean's movies and 12 sucks. But yeah, that's how bad, you know, probably led to the sleeping problems I have today. Total sidebar. But
counterintuitive to your like. Really works against your fear, like kind of you're afraid you're gonna fail, so it's like, hey, why don't I stay up until 6 a.m. be nice and fresh for class.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't say that it wasn't the smartest idea, but you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't think, right,
it's what academic probation does to someone after the first semester of college.
Man.
Relatable.
Yeah, legit, like, sorry, we're totally all, the match has started, they're brawling outside, but legit, I had midterms with my advisor freshman year. I had a 0.68 as a fucking GPA.
Good lord.
Well, that's probably bad.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit. And then I raised it a whole point to get to a 1.68, but was still on academic probation. And I still, like, was able to, like, bring everything up second semester. But it was a real nut-crunching time.
Sounds like my high school days.
Almost, I just got backdropped into Bash and Booger Jesus. In the crowd.
Yeah, that was really rough.
No, that was, what's his name? The tall fella from Harry Potter. What the hell's his name?
Hagrid.
Thank you.
Sean's not on here to shit on it, so yes, it was
Voldemort.
Hagrid.
Voldemort. Gandalf.
The tall, hairy fellow.
I will say, and then Punk, like, suplex Homicide back in. That was pretty gnarly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do like Homicide. Segment. I'm a fan of his.
The outside segment has been the most entertaining part so far, I have to say. That whole ordeal.
Yeah, Homicide's great. I love the cop killer. Hopefully we see that.
Punk's look does look very indie here. It's the shorts. Yeah. It's the fucking shorts, right, with the Pepsi logos on them.
Right.
I know his finisher was the Pepsi plunge, but Jesus.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen that move.
Yeah. Well, because he couldn't do it in WWE for obvious reasons, because it's a pedigree, basically.
Oh, well,
it's a pedigree. It it's a pedigree off the top rope.
Oh, my basically. God. That sounds like that would kill his knees.
Yeah, well. And as we know, only one man can do the pedigree in the WWE.
Cody Rhodes.
Exactly. Yes, very good. No, Alicia Fox. Is the only person.
The description of this video is all content on this channel belongs to. It is content ID claimed by the WWE. As such, all revenue from ads goes to the WWE. Free Wrestling, which is the channel we're watching this on, has apparently been co-opted.
So this is a Ring of Honor match. How does that work?
It's confirmed that WWE bought Ring of Honor.
Apparently. And apparently it happened in February 2020, which is when this
WWE's
match was
got the free wrestling YouTube channel by the balls here.
Good just lord.
Jerry McDonald.
Give us all your money. It's like, it's not even WWE matches. Give us all your money.
Yeah, we want WWE. All of it.
It has wrestling. But, sir, you say you're sports entertainment. It has wrestling.
All the ad revenue from these 297 views.
Yeah, really.
Which we're getting up to 300. Good for us.
The half of a penny that they made for this match. Right. I'm sure it was worth it. Only one comment on this match, Jake. We do apologize.
Right. Look. Weak comment, too. Just says what it is. Like, kind of a worthless comment.
Yeah.
And it tells us it's the 50th show, but Shiflett already told us that.
So. It also said that in the description, which this is like when your grandparents are on Facebook and comment, like, me and a picture of Scott. And say, bitch, it already says that. So. Oh, and also it looks like Low-Key is on the outside of the ring.
Yeah, because he and Homicide were tag partners in Ring of Honor at this point, I think.
Are they outside on a roller rink? Because that's what the outside looks like.
It is what it is. That's a wood floor, I think. That's what it looks like. Yeah, again, so another match in a cafe gymatorium or something.
Yeah, yeah, based on the floor, I'm assuming this is the Boston Garden with the wood floor.
The dog agrees.
Yes, the dog does agree. My apologies about that.
What was the name of this show? ROH Gold?
Is that ROH the term? Gold, yes.
I'm going to look it up. Let's see.
The referee looks like he's Crusher Khrushchev right now. Sorry. I want an 80s like, Crockett kick, so that's what he looks like to me.
He kind of looks like Hitler if he Hitler like chunked up.
Hitler after Hitler. He lost the war.
Yeah. Fat Hitler.
So this show is from the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Dayton, Ohio, from October 15th, 2004, is the date and place of this show.
They had someone Sweet 16 in there after this match. Out for the roller
ring. Was the christening. Really
picked up, they must have picked up their shows in like 2003, because I've been keeping up with it on the Ruthless Aggression pod. And in 2002, they're only running like one show a month pretty much. Yeah, so 2003, they must have really amped it up.
Yeah, it's 03, 04 is when they're pretty much doing like a couple a month.
This is actually a pretty decent match so far. Mm-hmm. I know we haven't spoken that much about it, but you know, that's our gimmick, pal.
It's kind of our thing.
Who else was on that show, Sousa?
I can pull up the card if you'll give me one moment. I know the next show was the Joe Punk rematch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 1 hour or draw. So this was actually the opening match on the card, it would appear. So we have this. We had Matt Sydal defeated Trent Acid. Jimmy Jacobs and Delirious defeated Special K, the team of Dixie and Angel Dust, which, boy. We had
was Chad that when Jimmy Collins. Jacobs had all his limbs?
Before he was a zombie princess. We had Chad Collier defeat Jay Lethal. Dan Maff and BJ Whitmer defeated the Carnage Crew. Nigel McGuinness defeated Josh Daniels, Roderick Strong, and Matt Stryker in a four corners match.
Josh McDaniels.
Then he had to be the offensive coordinator the next night.
Yeah. Samoa Joe successfully retained the Ring of Honor World Championship against Rocky Romero. And then in the main event, CM Punk pulling double duty as he teamed with Ace Steel and Jimmy Jacobs, with Ricky Steamboat in their corner as they defeated Alex Shelley, Austin Aries, and Jack Evans. That match went 32 minutes.
Wow. Punk pulling maybe 50 minutes tonight.
Look, when you're straight edge, you have the stamina, right? You know, poisoning your body.
His body's not poisoned by the devil's nectar or the devil's lettuce, so.
That's drinks why he's Pepsi, better than us.
Drinks that Pepsi, though. Mm. Caffeine. Gotcha, Punk.
Sugar.
Are y'all Pepsi guys or Coke guys?
Oh, I'm a Coke guy. I'll drink Coke. Pepsi, but I go right. Coke.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I'd say so. I don't really drink either one much. If I'm going to drink
neither do I.
Dr. Pepper, usually, if I'm going with a... I don't know what you like a cola type soda.
Yeah, yeah.
Typically more of a clear like a Sprite or a 7-Up or something like that.
What are you, 85-year-old grandfather? That's like what my grandfather always had.
Essentially, I need something to soothe my tummy. Chocolate.
Where is my Werner's ginger ale?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, my grandfather always had ginger ale in his fridge. He probably still does now, but it's like, I'm not sick.
There ain't nothing wrong with ginger ale, let me tell you.
I mean, but if I was drinking, like, if I was having Roman Cokes, I would obviously have Coke, but I'll choose Pepsi over Coke. But I'm with Jake, Dr. Pepper.
Mm. All right. Pepsi always is too syrupy for me.
Yeah, there's something about it that Coke has a bite to it that Pepsi doesn't.
As a kid, we would sometimes get the RC Cola, which is like great value Pepsi.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Look, all I'm saying is there's a reason why they don't make Jack and Pepsis. They make Jack and Coke. There's a very good reason for that because
so Jack and Pepsi's Sean needs to be here to defend the Pepsi brands because
that's a good point.
They put a roof over his head.
Well, he's not here to tell me otherwise, so.
Right.
God, now I kind of want a mixed drink. Thanks, Sousa. I mean, it's all my fault. I was the one that brought it up.
All right. We talked about soft drinks, so.
Naturally, the next logical step is alcohol.
Right. Yeah. He's supposed to put it in Punk's face. Oh, look at this Pepsi. Guess what? He pours alcohol in it.
Stirring it up and everything. You want a sip, bitch?
Ooh, you can't.
Shiflo into like Freddy Krueger mode there for a second. Take a sip, bitch.
That's how Freddy Krueger would haunt CM Punk's dreams. Just yes! Taunt him with the fucking Jack Daniels.
I couldn't get the fucking words out of Susan.
we're on the same wavelength. Good.
Tsunami of vodka. Like.
It'd be like the cheap fucking Burnett's one. Like the flavored ones.
Ugh. Homicide's got the shorts too.
That was a very
the time.
Right. The shorts. It was either shorts or you wore those long black glossy fucking pants. That was like the indie style. Or the indie the style back in the day.
It still amazes me that WWE let Kevin Owens even do that in WWE.
I don't think he'll look great in a singlet, so.
No, I don't know, but I feel like they would have just drawn a hard line. Like, it just surprises me that, like, I feel like they would be like, that's too indie, you can't do it.
Yeah. Riddle, too. Matt Riddle wears, like, the board shorts in the ring. That's always kind of surprising.
I think it's gross. You might have to sound like Sean here, that he wrestles with his shoes off. I just think of, like, staph infection in the ring, so.
Mm. Oh. I don't know if the shoes are going to be like the difference between staff or no staff.
Like if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. I don't think a layer of rubber is going to protect you from.
Just stepping on like random shit in the wrestling ring, like, you know.
It's like back in the 70s or whatever. The ring's like colored in blood, and like Mr. Fuji gets there with those shoes. Like, oh, gross! Those shoes.
Look, like WWE is a PG environment now. They don't allow staph infections in the ring.
With all 12 of their wrestlers.
They shine it in for. They burn off all the bacteriums.
Of course.
With a torch.
Right.
So I realized at the very bottom of the screen, the Free Wrestling Channel has their logo at the bottom. So, like, they went through all this for 300 views.
They may have some other matches on their channel that have 600.
Yeah.
What do they care? They're not getting shit. It's all going to WWE.
Well, I mean, we're up to 300 views now, and this video was uploaded in February of 2020. So, methinks the Free Wrestling Channel isn't doing so well. For especially with CM Punk, who, you know, was the talk of the wrestling world and still kind of is. Like, people were probably actively searching his stuff out. Like, they need to, the Free Wrestling Channel needs to work on the fucking algorithm, on their algorithm, because they ain't fucking their working.
SEO.
It ain't fucking working.
SEO of wrestling. Yeah, I would imagine this match is probably somewhere else on YouTube with more views.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe. That's a good point. Like, maybe the ROH YouTube channel put it up or something.
You're right. The ROH one probably has 450 views because, like, no one's watching it.
I mean, that's more than 300. Combined, they made 10 cents.
Some, like, WWE lawyers, like, emailing Free Wrestling. So, we see the CM Punk homicide video is almost up to 300. Any ad revenue coming in?
Sir, there's no such thing as free wrestling. We all know this.
There's no such thing as a free wrestling. Basic economics.
So, have you guys been to an indie show? Oh, my God. I thought homicide just killed himself.
Oh, Jesus. That was awful.
Jesus. Ooh. Have you guys been to an indie show since 2020 or?
No.
I have not. The last one I went to, I think, was. So, I distinctly remember the last one I saw. It had RVD was there. He didn't wrestle, but his. His lady was there, the one with the enormous bottom. And she wrestled, and like a lot of her offense was hitting people with her butt. So that was the last
ass-based offense.
Right. And also, I remember Stevie Ray was there. He did not wrestle. He just like, they're like, now to bring out whatever title, Stevie Ray.
Did he call people fruit booties?
Thank Christ.
He called me specifically a fruit booty to my face.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding.
That would have been amazing.
You were feeling that Harlem heat.
He was very, he was in full face mode, you know, like. But yeah, that was a lot. I want to say that would have been, that might have been like January 2020, honestly. Who knows? I have no sense of time anymore. Yeah. It could have been in 2016. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, time is just a joke. They have like indie shows here, and I'm always like, I want to go, but then it's like, do I really want to go type deal? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to see Chase Stevens. Because he's one of the local people here.
Jesus God.
And like,
yeah, it's always like someone random. Like here, a lot of times I'll be like, Rodney Mack is on all the local shows. Mm-hmm. I assume he lives around here somewhere.
Yeah, I think they do. I remember reading that in an Observer, like him and Jazz. Like, I think he used to have a wrestling school around you.
Yeah. I went to an indie show in, oh God, I want to say it was like 2006 near me.
Oh, Bellshot.
One of the main events, using the term loosely, on that show was a match between Tito Santana and Brutus the Barber Beefcake. This was 2006, I say.
Oh my God,
that'll be on Sean's next pick.
5 views. It's just Tito showing his family that he still wrestled.
Later that same year, Tito Santana came back and then had a match, a lumberjack match, might I add, with Jimmy Snuka.
So,
Hell of a run for Tito Santana in 2006 around here.
Was he still in decent shape, though? Or?
Yeah, he hit the flying forearm and everything. So, I mean, he was wrestling with, like, a t-shirt on and everything. But, like, he could still – he moved around a lot better than fucking Brutus Beefcake, that's for sure.
So he was wrestling dressed like Homicide is what you're saying? Wrestling with a
Pretty
t-shirt?
Pretty much. He was wearing an Ariba t-shirt, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I'm about to see the Pepsi plunge, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Pepsi plunge when Shiflet hits the floor after drinking 10
whiskey. I'm more of a Coke Crunch man myself. This crowd.
They suck.
Really doesn't care for the opening match of the show.
Oh!
The Coca-Cola Destroyer.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Homicide just gave some CTE to Punk.
He sure did.
Ooh.
And that's it.
And then he, like, tossed the chair, I thought, into, like, the fourth row. That's what it looked like.
Well, that was kind of meh.
Yeah, it really was.
Right. I must say.
I was expecting so much better.
Wow.
Between them.
I'm glad. Okay, I thought I was going to be negative on that. But
No, it was just, we talked about everything else but the match, which I know is par for the course on this show, but usually we talk about something that happens during these matches we watched.
Yeah, and they did moves.
Yeah.
Really know.
You know, like I said, the next night was a big show with the Joe Punk rematch. So, like, I wonder if everybody was just kind of taking it easy on this night type of thing. Right. Like, it's the show before the big show type of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely what it felt like. It felt like the SmackDown before WrestleMania.
Right.
Yeah. So, Susan,
Oh, sorry. I felt like I was going to volunteer because I feel like it's always pulling teeth. I just to go first.
Since you're my number one, Jake, you lead off.
Right. Well, to go with our conversation, I think I'm going to go with the 2.5. I feel like it's a 2.5 match right down the middle.
That's what I was feeling too. So I'll also go 2.5.
Yeah, make it easy for Sean Analytics. 2.5 for me as well.
Do we need to average that out, or we got it?
I think we're good.
Okay, wait. It's coming. Wait for the tick, tick. It's burning.
Uh-huh. Let me crunch the numbers. Yeah.
It's 2.5. Got it. It's 2.5 is the average.
Did you use your computer for that?
I used the trusty a Commodore 60. What's it called? Not a Commodore. Commodore 64.
Yes.
He fired up the Apple II.
Actually, it's not Commodore. It's a Commodore. A Commodore 64.
Oh.
I own the only one.
Oh. It's a very soulful computer. A lot of...
Ooh, I got to say, well, I just pulled up the next pick, and a lot juicier on the comments, I can see already. So I'm already salivating.
Hey, we have 92,000 views for this.
That's very good.
So that's a big jump up. The second match is the Road Warriors versus Jerry Lawler and Austin Idol. Now, we've already seen, I believe, Road Warriors once or Jerry Lawler once. I can't remember. But should be interesting because this, like, I've never seen any Austin Idol. Like, I hear about him in podcasts. I was like, let's check it out. Let's see what he looks like. Because always, he seemed to me like he was like a Hulk Hogan and Superstar Billy Graham clone that never left Memphis. So,
I have a couple ads. I don't know about y'all. I have one for Shaq with Papa John's. The Shaqueroni pizza.
Is there any ads for his shoe? The Shaq shoe?
No. And then it was Cox Cable. But all right, I'm good now. So classic wrestling making money. I wonder if they have to give this to WWE.
Are you guys ready? So I'm going to hit play.
Ready.
3, 2, 1, play. Oh, classic wrestling. Another one, like you said, with their logo at the bottom right-hand corner. Tag championship.
What's with that fucking Windows XP screensaver?
Right.
Yeah, this looks...
Download this off of Morpheus or some shit.
Boy, speaking of rings that'll give you a staph infection. Yes. Holy shit.
I think there might be actual, like, fur growing on that ring.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It's like fucking mushrooms growing out of it.
Fucking shag carpet from... they've got it from Graceland or something.
The front row went home with chlamydia after the show.
I wonder if this is the whole match. It's like 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is like, anytime you watch these old matches, there's always like 1,000 comments like, man, the good old days. This is when wrestling was good. Like, there's like a comment, those were the good old days.
It's like no pussy shit like they do now with all their flips.
This is when wrestling was wrestling.
Yes, their hearts exploded at 48, but not now.
This is when you used to go to the wrestling matches and then you'd leave and you'd get a speedball and it'd be a great night.
Yeah, let my wife fuck Jerry Lawler, but who didn't in the 80s?
God, this ring is upsetting.
You can literally see it like...
like it looks like it has tacks on it. It looks like
it does.
There's only been like two moves, and both of them have been picking Jerry Lawler up and slamming him to the ground.
This ring is going to be the premise of the Contagion sequel.
Right. Jerry Lawler's going to earn his money in this one, because I have a feeling it's going to be him just getting his shit pushed in.
He's going to earn his money, and he's going to spend it all at the hospital for contracting whatever he got while wrestling in this ring.
And then some 14-year-olds is going to get their shit pushed in by him.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
So no. In the comments, but who died in the ring in the prior match?
Maybe that was the ring that Mass Transit was supposed to fall through.
Vic Grimes just splattered all over the ring before the match. Popped like a water balloon.
Jesus.
Yeah, but most of the comments are just, wow, that ring's gross, and man, I wish wrestling was still like this. And then there's always on these old matches too, people who like want to give like some history lessons about the titles or something. Mm-hmm. I remember this was the second incarnation of the Memphis Tag Titles.
1984, the Southern Heavyweight U.S. Tag Team Champions, the Road Warriors.
Somebody find one.
The U.S. Heavyweight National International Banquet Tag Team Champions.
It's not as bad as the digital championships. This was like the Channel 3 champion.
Referee Kenny Loggins.
There's some random comment with people ranting about Naruto. Which, not sure how that applies here. I said it before and I'll say it again. You people of Namco have been cut out of coming out with the new Naruto to Boruto game in July. You owe us big time. Please don't miss the mark. You really do have to make sure you do a better job on this game. than Road to Bruto. You have to this time. Why did they just air their grievances with Namco?
And then you have some other old fuck. I want you all to keep my Naruto out of my wrestling. Right. You can't keep hearing about this shit called the Naruto run. What the fuck is that?
See, look, this first guy. I grew up in Memphis in the 80s. Every Saturday morning, I was totally hypnotized by Memphis wrestling. There's nothing like the Road Warriors. Those dudes scared the shit out of me.
And then you'll just have that one person who'll put a random comment that just says, good.
This has just been Lawler getting his ass beat. I mean,
yes. As
expected. Uh-oh. Austin Idol's done
nothing.
Jerry Lawler throwing some nice right hands, though. Jesus.
I mean, who could blame him? He's afraid to step in the ring. Let Lawler take the bullet for him.
Oh, Idol's in the ring.
Oh. Oh, he slipped on the fluid.
The fluid. Well, hence Russell's on commentary. Look at the fluid.
Fun fact, this show was where the first Vince Russo bloodbath happened, as you can see by the ring.
They just did a double pin on Animal. That was pretty interesting. And then he threw both of them off, so it looks like a badass.
Oh, Kenny Loggins is down.
Oh, man. I can't tell which Road Warrior that was because the footage is blurry, but he just, like, ran over his ass.
Double roll up. Counting to 75, goodness. I guess.
Visual pin on the Road Warriors.
Wow.
I mean, it was Memphis, so they could get away
with it. Right. Some home cooking. Mm-hmm.
So I went to Memphis a couple years ago for a Bucks game. And I stopped and ate at Jerry Lawler's restaurant he had there. It was terrible.
I find that hard to believe.
Right. I would expect the finest cuisine.
It was like on their main street. I was expecting somewhat a little bit better, but it was like basic burgers and stuff. But it had some cool memorabilia, but no one else was in there. It was just me, my wife. I was subjecting her to all this.
Jerry bullshit. Lawler.
Jerry Lawler was there.
He's grilling in the back. Hey guys. He asked how old my wife was. I said 28. He said that's too old. I was like, all right. All right. I guess this is the end of the match.
What was the finish? Was it that roll up thing?
No, I think it was a DQ because.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that happened.
Well, there you go, Chef. You got enough. Now you can really make a judgment on Austin Idol based on that 30 seconds you saw him in the match.
That was real rough.
Tell us everything you know about Austin Idol now.
Well, I just know he has blonde hair. It was a real bad selection. But, he looked like he just punched and did a roll-up. So, you know, I'm going to do like a quarter of a star. I thought that was pretty bad.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Savage.
I think I'll go at least a star for Lawler taking some wrestling.
I was going to go with star on it too, so I'll go with star. You're underselling it, Schiff.
All right. Yeah, that's just real bad. It was just, I don't know. Maybe I'm a snob because I was like, I want better, like, camera. It looked better. It looked like shit. Like, there was no lighting. Like, what are we doing? This is how you know kids are dumbass. Like, I loved this when I was a kid. It's like, motherfucker, were you watching TV with no lights on or something? Like,
I want a ring that you don't need a hazmat suit to stand in.
Yeah, like Sousa said, they were growing mushrooms there in, you know, the middle of damn ring. All right, so this leads us to our third match. It's for AIW from 10/9/2020, a recent match. In the middle of a pandemic, I didn't know they were running shows with fans. There's not that many fans here, but we're going to have Mordecai versus Danhausen. I think I'm saying his name correctly. Mm-hmm. I've just seen him a lot on Reddit. I know he just broke his leg, so if you want to buy something from Pro-Rest Tees to support him, there you go.
This is actually a a fundraising podcast. This is like a telethon.
Well, we're doing it for the kids. For the kids.
In support of Danhausen. His broken leg.
I mean,
come on, guys.
As of recording, he literally just broke it last Sunday. So, and he's no longer getting those Ring of Honor checks because I guess he was
signed by them. Phone lines are open, guys. Phone lines are open. We take e-checks. Just call us with your Diners Club number.
Are you guys ready for this match?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right. Three, yes. Two, one, play.
I like that the title of this video gives Mordecai's shoot name Kevin Thorne.
Oh, thank goodness. He's not really Mordecai, you guys. He's not really a man of the cloth.
And it looks like they're wiping down the ring for some reason, which maybe they should have done in the last video. I don't know. But full COVID rules here. I see a lot of masks in the crowd. Looks like there is one woman, so that's more than the Ring of Honor video. So
That's probably why they were wiping the ring down, if I had to guess, COVID shit.
Yeah. Some guy in a great suit.
That suit is, I was just going to say, that suit is quite something.
So Mordecai just lasted like two. Oh, okay. Danhausen comes out wearing a mask. He's face painted. Air fives a kid, then takes his mask off. So we'll see what happens. So what's his gimmick supposed to be? Is he a vampire or?
I've heard the name. I've never seen anything of his. Right. I just know the name. And I know he was with the ROH. I think he had just signed a deal with ROH not that long ago, which obviously didn't turn out that well. But
That's why he needs our support, guys.
Friendly demon. That's my impression.
Friendly demon. I see.
And Jake, I know you'll get to Mordecai with who's the aggressive pod in probably 2028, but
right.
I remember liking his look, like with the all white. I thought it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
And it gets sucked.
Boy.
As a big guy who tries to stay away from tight fitting clothes, homeboy should not be wearing that. I see his outline of his peen too.
Homie looks like he's smuggling plums. Jesus Christ.
All white everything.
You know, if someone were to ask me, what's the most surprising thing you've done on a podcast? I got to say, watching a Mordecai match that happened in 2020 is up there.
Yeah, I had, like, he looks like he's aged very poorly. He's aged like milk.
Look, when you're a man of the cloth, it takes a lot out of you.
Right.
Then he became a vampire as Kevin Thorne, so. Right.
So you would think he should be eternal if he became a vampire. What the hell is he aging for?
Wow, he almost hit a fan with his big-ass cross.
Scepter.
I knight thee in the name of Mordecai. Buddy, COVID restrictions, back up. My goodness. It's getting right in all these fans' faces.
I hope nobody spills a drink on him because...
Oh no, here's this red wine I bought at the AIW show.
Oh, I was going to say, if you spill water on him, then you basically get the wet t-shirt effect. And not only will you have the outline, you'll have the visual, like the... Oh yeah, he's got a...
leaving precious little to the imagination.
His scepter is protruding there.
Hey! My God.
I'm guessing it's a shower, a grower, not a shower. Right. So.
Hey. It's Kevin Thorne's jutting out. Yeah. Stalling like you would expect. He's like, the less time I could spend moving, the better. I'm going to milk this for all it's worth.
Boy, what a dream match. Mordecai versus the friendly Babadook.
Danhausen, the friendly puppet. It's like Casper.
Oh, the cross burns. It burns, you guys. It burned Danhausen.
Well, he's a demon. I mean, so.
But he's friendly. Or not. He's, that should negate the Jesus demon. Powers.
I feel like Mordecai's top is also a little off-white, which I don't know if it's on purpose or if he just, like, it's faded. It's faded in the wash. God.
You really notice it when he gets in the ring. That's
all. Right. Get some OxiClean. Get some OxiClean, Mordecai.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it looks really bad. It's like,
you know, it's true. He could speak to someone. He speaks to people from beyond the grave. He could call up Billy Mays. Billy Mays could hook him up with some
Billy Mays here.
Something. Could hook him up.
I was trying to remember his name. I knew it wasn't Billy Zane. So
no.
Billy Zane. Boxy clean.
The fuck am I watching?
And it's a big skid mark on the back of these, and that's perfect. He's got his long johns on.
Uh-oh. So basically Danhausen's like demon Orange Cassidy. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
I don't know.
I do like his face paint though. It's pretty sweet.
What are we looking at here?
With Lysol wipes? Oh my goodness. Tito, you're in danger. You're in danger, Tito.
What the hell is that?
It's like glass.
Is it glass? What, did something break?
Goodness.
What the shit is going on?
It's Mordecai's glass eye. Hate to see it.
What is happening here?
Yeah, it really is.
It's like a vaudeville performance. What the fuck is happening? Is that like human teeth? Is
there, we
like,
just don't understand teeth? It.
It did look like teeth. I thought it was glass.
He just put some dry corn kernels in the.
Right? You know, this match is it's just too smart for us, you guys. I think that's what's happening.
You know, right. When people make fun of wrestling, this is the shit they make fun of, and not in the good way.
Boy.
Which I'm usually, like, I'm an Orange Cassidy fan, like, but this is just not fucking working. Maybe it's Kevin Thorne wearing, like, an XL maybe. When he needs a triple XL.
To be fair, maybe we shouldn't be, you know, judging Danhausen on our first impression on a match he's having with Mordecai in 2020.
Wait, if Mordecai's Jesus, shouldn't he be turning this into wine?
He's,
What is, now there's a dance party going on, I'm very confused.
Oh.
Good thing Sean's not on this. He'd be...
was that holy water he was drinking?
Oh, my God.
This is real bad. Oh, real, real bad. Now he's doing the tequila dance?
Is this a move he did when he broke his leg, Shiflet? Conga line?
Is this a bit? Am I being punked? Is this from like a Tim and Eric show? What the hell's happening?
Mordecai's just stumbling around the ring drunk. This is god awful.
Boy.
Well, John Schneider in the comments says, man, WWE really missed a boat with Kevin Thorne. Imagine if he got a Mick Foley push. Dude can go even still. Based on what?
Based on this fucking match.
Can go? Go where?
He's done exactly nothing.
Wait, he just reached down his pants and he just pulled out something.
Oh, he Jesus. Can go into every crevice of his spandex suit. That's what he can go into.
Did he pull out Black and Mild?
Is that a cassette tape? What is that? It's my mixtape here. I made some crazy shit. It's like Depeche Mode.
So much Mordecai love in the comments. WWE wasted Mordecai crying emoji.
This is why we shouldn't trust the fans if they believe Mordecai was a good fucking idea.
Well, look, if Mordecai is a cult leader, those are obviously his followers. I mean,
everyone, Mordecai still got it.
What? What are they watching?
Based on what?
If Mordecai got it, then guess what? I got it too.
I can really
shove my fat ass in some spandex and
look at this. Like look at this great wrestling move as he's shoving this stuff in the referee's face. Oh. What a catch-as-catch-can maneuver from Mordecai.
We should send this to Cornette to finally set him over the edge.
See, that's how I imagined Sean's reaction. Sean would have been like a
Now, what is this? Is this a real estate sign? Where do you get that from?
Oh, get him right with the Remax sign.
Oh, is he a real estate agent now?
Oh, my
Kevin
Lord.
Kevin Fertig.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, that might have gave it a quarter of a star. All right, just for
two
that.
Stars.
Just for him promoting himself. He still got it.
Forget everything I've said. Two stars.
I like this comment. This is sad. That's the whole comment.
Look at that great club to the back. I mean, just like Luthez used to do. What a technician in the ring is Mordecai.
Then a kick to the side that missed by 3 feet. He pulls up his pants because they were starting to slag down on his no ass. So
we don't need to see his Mordecock. Please pick up your pants.
Somebody put in the comments, Mordepies.
Oh my God, he's missing with all these fucking. You still got it though, guys.
You still got it, you guys. God, is that? Let me rub my eyes. Is that fucking Stone Cold in the ring throwing those stomps? Holy shit.
Oh my God.
You still got it.
I'll stomp a mud hole in thine ass and walk it dry.
Invictus 21-12. I wish Sean was on here. He would have died. Would have been.
Look, man. He can watch it for himself.
I think we found a match worse than the first than that Orton match. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, guys.
No, it's perfectly fine. You know me, I like to rip the shit out of stuff, so this is great.
Oh.
Okay. Nice jumping, whatever the fuck that was.
It's like
what a maneuver. I'm like Vince. Mid-90s.
A zigzag. Looks like a zigzag from Dolph Ziggler's repertoire.
The $1 million man. He makes $1 million. For what? Well, I don't know.
Well, at least there's actual wrestling happening now. I'll give it that.
Uh-oh. He's fired up on Mordecai.
Mordecai can only run to the turnbuckle once and was like, I'm done here. Look at him.
I mean, he's a real estate agent now. What do you want?
And then he told everyone to fuck. Oh, that was the worst German suplex in recorded history right now.
Goodness, he does look like a real estate agent.
Okay, he's back to the teeth now.
Oh, he's got the chompers again.
He's gonna pop those kernels.
Oh, he threw them in his mouth. All righty.
Oh, he just poisoned him.
Are those the teeth of the Odd-Dad? Like, sort of like the blood of the Odd-Dad?
Teeth of... He said about the teeth of the Odd-Dad! Roll up!
He's got the rope. For God's sake, ref.
That was like the worst test high boot I've ever fucking seen. Test is rolling over in his grave after that one. Ugh, this is real bad.
Oh, wait, he's going to hit the crucifix bomb. Maybe he can get him up. Jesus Christ.
It's a little concerned.
He still got it.
Oh.
Oh, thank goodness.
God. It's over.
Boy.
Woo. Woo.
But Mordecai had him there for a moment.
That Mordecai, he still got it, huh? You guys.
People actually clap for that. I would have been like, fucking go.
This is a comment that says the white meanie.
I mean, look, for a real estate agent, but guys, for a real estate agent, he did pretty well for himself, I must say.
What are the power rankings of greatest real estate agents in wrestling history? Number one, Mordecai.
I was going to say, two. I mean, wait, isn't Rick Steiner a real estate agent?
Rick Steiner is one. So
Rick Steiner's number one.
So I'm never going to tell Rick Steiner that he's wrong because he's fucking terrified.
Also, Rick Steiner's better than Mordecai. I can't believe I just had to say that.
Yes. And now that Mordecai and Danhausen are dancing together, holding up the Kevin Fertig real estate sign.
And he's doing the tequila dance for some reason.
Now I know that Mordecai sells real estate.
Boy, this is a lot.
Jake, call the number 317-869-7645.
Oh, hello, that was, Vampire Real Estate. How may I help you?
That was fucking something right there. Boy. All right, before we get to the last match, I'm going to lead us off. Dud, zero. Susa, what do you got?
I guess I'll go quarter star for the real estate stuff.
Wait, I'm doing a quarter star for the real estate thing. Yeah, so
I'll do quarter star for the real estate stuff.
All right, right. Susa, I mean, Jake, what do you got?
I'm gonna go half a star for similar reasons. So it will keep it. You know, I know we haven't crunched the numbers, but we'll Tito and Bob are safe by a smidge.
It's so bad.
This is gonna average out to like a whopping like 0.37 or something.
I just did the math. It's a 0.3. So.
And what was Tito? Was the Tito matchup? Was that a dud all the way around? I can't remember.
Yeah, that was a.
First off, that was 45 minutes of hell.
That's true.
Right.
That's a good point.
That's gonna be hard to beat about it. It's the length is gonna be hard to
that's
beat.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and the weird boxing fucking round bullshit. I was hoping that Orton would just die of hepatitis B in that match. It was terrible.
Mid-match.
You just get a cut on him and just bleed out. Yeah.
Die of old age. I have a few ads here. Let me let these. I have a Taco Bell ad.
Oh, boy.
That's Sean.
And then I have Alka-Seltzer. They must know.
They must like, know we burped something up after that last match.
This is definitely targeted marketing. They know that I eat Taco Bell and I have a cold.
So hopefully I redeem us with this last match here, which is Bruiser Brody versus Gino Hernandez from Houston, August 29th, 1980. Now, we've already seen one Gino match, but I've just been kind of fascinated with Gino. He's one of like the big what-ifs in wrestling before he like killed himself. He went out the 80s wrestling way with the Coco D. But Bruiser Brody is also a big one as well. As we know, he was murdered in Puerto Rico. So I admittedly haven't seen much. I was hoping to get the Bruiser Brody versus Luger match, but I couldn't really find like good footage for that. So because that's the one where
you're going for the Grunberg special with this match, I guess.
Yeah.
the double death. Getting those, how much
death per capita.
Getting those Gruny views.
The Gruny points.
Right.
No, that's WCW 2000 deaths.
I see.
Yes. So are you guys ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
Alka-Seltzer commercial is over.
All right. 3, 2, 1. And I'm greeted to an NWA on demand, wrestling as it should be.
This is
your daddy's wrestling. This ain't for the millennials in the crowd.
This ain't Mordecai pulling teeth out of the turnbuckle.
This ain't Mordecai selling his goddamn Remax.
That was really bad. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. I don't know.
It wasn't the worst match, so how bad was it, really?
That's also true. But just
didn't tell me this was gorgeous Gino Hernandez, Jeff.
Yeah, gorgeous Gino.
Like, this is a 2 out of 3 falls match.
1 hour time limit.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Look at gorgeous Gino.
Gorgeous
with
Gino.
with his kimono.
He comes from a robe family.
Green pants. Whew.
Oh,
all right.
Gino's taking it to Bruiser, which, you know, you can see why.
No, those punches don't work for me, pal.
You can see why, you know, Luke Harper took the name Brody. They look similar.
Mm-hmm. This ring decidedly less disgusting.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think anything will top how nasty that ring looked. No. We're actually in a real Coliseum this time.
I mean, the mat looks like something out of a funeral home rug, but, you know, at least it's not covered in various fluids and whatnot.
doesn't have mushrooms being, you know.
Oh, Paul Bearer, the referee.
That is correct.
Oh, my gorgeous Gino.
It's a Mordecai Sr.
Was he also a real estate agent? He worked under the table, though. He didn't work for Remax.
Proud family of cultists / cultists. Agents.
He kept his cross at home.
Oh. I'll say this is a hot start. I mean, it's not like we've had great matches so far tonight. Real dud.
Well, to be fair, it's already better than Mordecai Danhausen.
That's true. The CM Punk match I thought was going to be good, but I just did not. It felt like they were just, like you said, they were just going through the motions, just getting ready for the next night. Mm.
Who was that he just threw? Oh, who was the manager? I thought that was a fan. He just threw in the ring.
Ah, shit, it might be. You never know. Yeah,
Gary Hart with hair is kind of weird to see.
Oh, that's Gary Hart?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was him either.
Yeah,
I just saw
his face. Gary Hart.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's weird to see him involved.
I just know him as, like, you know, the guy that looks like he's going to murder someone in 89 WCW.
Can you imagine someone now going to a wrestling show wearing a suit in the crowd? There's someone in the front row wearing a full-ass suit.
And here's the thing. You knew it was probably, like, hot as shit in this building. Probably right. AC.
Well, it's funny you mention that, Sousa, because I went to NXT a couple years ago. And there was someone, like, you know, I'm wearing, like, a wrestling shirt and, like, jeans. There was someone, it was, like, him and his girlfriend or his wife were going out on the town, like, in an opera. Like, they were going to the decided to stop at wrestling first. She was wearing, like, a ball gown, and he was wearing, like, a suit like that. Jeez. And I was just, like, I was wearing, like, a Johnny Gargano, like, Bombs Away t-shirt. And I'm, like...
That was their after prom was an NXT show.
Yeah, I'm just, like, sitting there looking at him, like, what the fuck?
Honey, hand me my wrestling goggles.
So, Gary Raspberry Jr. in the comments is looking for a misconnection at this show. Who is the young lady taking the photos of the ring before the match? I've seen her on a lot of the Houston shows.
Oh, boy.
Real creepy.
Get Chuck Woolery on the horn so we can have love connection.
Right.
Good Lord. Who's the girl taking the photos? It's not creepy at all, you pest. What's the matter with you?
Gary Raspberry.
It's definitely
I've always heard the Raspberries were a nice people. How dare you?
This is supposed to be a 2 out of 3 falls match. The chair has been used multiple times now. Paul Bearer has not called the bell.
Nope. Unless it's no DQ. Oh, God, that chair shot.
These ropes are, like, made of licorice. Good Lord.
Nasty.
They're like so bendy, like they are not taut at all.
It's like those elevator cables that WCW used to use.
Oh my goodness, Mike Fantasia is not a fan. Between the commentator and the ring announcers, this match has me craving a bullet between the eyes.
Jeez, my goodness,
Mike is not a fan.
Oh,
good Lord!
Wow.
I mean, to be fair, we're not listening to the commentary, but.
I can't imagine.
A lot of people sounding off that they announced Bruiser Brody at 225 pounds.
He's 227.
Well, that's not accurate. Oh, gorgeous Gino takes the first fall.
Guys, I don't know. I've seen wrestling before. I think Gino's going to take it in 2 straight falls. I don't know about you guys.
Mm-hmm. Time on the draw. This is going in an hour. That's my guess.
What'd you find, Jake? I hear you giggling.
What can you say about Bruiser? An absolute monster. An outstanding movement for a big guy. And if he wasn't murdered, he could have been a king.
Hell of a wrestler, unfortunately, doesn't know how to deal with a stab wound. 1 star.
He's like Alexander the Great or some shit. Like,
and they have a rest period, and Bruiser's taking the chair out and just hit Gary Hart with it to incapacitate him. So the crowd seems more livelier for this match than any of the other matches we've seen so far.
Really?
All right. Well, this is some
Those angry Texans.
It's Houston in the 80s, baby.
It's in my wrestling. We wear suits here.
It's a dress code for the front row.
Hakeem Olajuwon's in the crowd, probably. Come on.
Ooh.
Speculative.
Oh, he just threw the chair at the man in the suit. That's what you get for wearing a suit at a wrestling show, you fuck. Here, take the chair.
He thought he was Gary Hart, to be fair. Oh, Bruiser coming on the outside.
The guy in the crowd. Oh, my word. Man seemed to toss a piece of furniture at me. Starts fanning himself.
He goddamn ruined my cufflinks.
I'm a rich old man. I don't have to deal with this kind of nonsense. I played for front row tickets for a show not to be assaulted.
Ephraim, get the car. We're leaving.
He's the one that put the hit on Brody.
Like this lore. Finally solved it.
Finally. Invader number one was a patsy.
When he leaves the state of Texas, fucking killing.
I got my musket. You take 10 paces and you kill the bastard.
Do it in Puerto Rico. No one will ever know.
We'll tell everybody it was a knife.
Glad we solved this, guys.
Oh, boy. Fuck Hardy. Robert Stack. We just solved the unsolved mystery.
Hardy boys have nothing on us.
All of these old, like, territory refs from this era look like... Do they look like they work at, like, the oil change place? They all look like mechanics.
They really do.
I was literally thinking the same thing. So I'm a little concerned like about... Are you coming to the match tonight? That'd be 40-250.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be reffing.
I put new ball bearings in there for you. And
Gino, hang on for a second. I just checked your air filter. Now I'm gonna show you. You don't have to replace it. You don't have to replace it. But if you look, you can see the dirt's building up. We got them in stock. It'll only be $48.
We don't need to.
You go to AutoZone and buy it for $12 yourself, but we got it for $40.
Look, we don't need to change the spark plugs now, but you're going to have to change them eventually. So while we're here, we might as well just do it.
If you don't do it now, you may get murdered in Puerto Rico. No guarantees.
I'll pass. I got fucking tears in my eyes.
The ref also kind of looks like a John Madden a little bit.
He does.
John Madden, the mechanic. Yeah. Pretty fun match, though. Nice heat.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Turns out your brakes needed tenactin.
Boom!
I like to have the police, like, I mean, guys, the police officer is very close to the action.
I mean, there's no guardrails, and it's a Brody match. He's protecting their lives. That's his job, serve and protect.
Yeah, he's not protecting Brody. He's protecting the fans.
Yeah. That poor old woman in the front row.
It is pretty wild seeing, like, how there was no, like, gate or anything, like, in between the fans. Right.
Not even a fucking rope or something. Just, nope, we're just
especially gonna... this is in Houston, Texas in 1980. I assume 87% of these people have a firearm on them.
Right. Well, we've already determined the guy in the suit certainly does.
No, he doesn't get his hands dirty. He has the people behind
him. I see.
Oh, we got some color. Gino is cut.
He's not gorgeous anymore. Yeah, this is pretty all right, though.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
It's no Mordecai Danhausen.
Where is the spot where Brody's going to show that he's a real estate agent now?
Thank you. Yes.
I demand every match to have that. Who the fuck just came up in the ring?
Oh, a random masked man is here. That's Invader 3.5.
John Madden's letting it go.
Yeah.
Oh, a DQ. We have a DQ. Brody wins the second fall.
I do like, though, that when the mask man would put something in his mask and then headbutt him. I remember that pissing me off when the assassin did it when he was managing Paul Orndorff.
Mm-hmm. Put like the silver dollar or whatever.
Guys, we're going to a third fall. Can you believe it? Oh, God. Brody just fucking crowd surfed.
Holy shit.
Paul Bearer, he let all that shit go earlier, but the masked man jump on the apron was just a bridge, just a bridge too far.
Oh, my God. oh, wow. That
masked man built like a 1940 strongman.
That woman in the red shirt was straight up flipping off Invader 3.5.
Oh,
transition God. There.
Yeah, that was weird.
Is the masked man wearing Uggs?
They're comfortable. And they keep his feet warm.
He looks like a 1940s strongman. You keep it up, Brody. I'll give you a proper thrashing.
You could definitely see, like, the, like, Gino has some, you know, like, guys that would come after him that, like, Shawn Michaels. Ish kind of style to him, like babyface, like bumping all over.
Yeah.
Yep. Like a perfect or those kind of guys. Oh, my goodness. Brody with some Terry Funkish behavior here.
Mm-hmm.
Feels weird that I'm not watching a Funk match. I feel like we watch at least one in all these.
Yeah, right? No, we had to get that Mordecai Danhausen matchup.
Sorry, I wanted to see what all the hype was about Danhausen. I've learned.
Well, I don't think that was the best course of action, was to use that match to see what the hype was about.
All that hype on the real estate forums. Mordecai. This guy's selling volume.
You see what Fertig did at the wrestling show last week? Motherfucker giving us free publicity.
Sold four houses.
This guy's killing it. He's selling houses and...
Heck, that Fertig is going places, I'll tell you.
And putting on a skin-tight bodysuit where I can see his dick head.
This masked man here has a very ripply body. It's like all kinds of knots and welts. And it's like a wave pool. Seriously, do we know who that is? Does it say in the comments who this is? It's a Ripley man.
Is it Chavo Classic?
Is it Chavo XL? The Ripley man. Mr. Ripley won.
L. Ripley.
He would later be succeeded by Mr. Ripley 2.
It's like the Viano family.
Right. The human wave pool.
All right, I'm stealing your gimmick. Someone said Gina looks like Chachi from Happy Days.
Well. Oh, he hit him with the mask again. I think this guy is like 68 years old.
He does have the doughy physique of an elderly man. He
does. He walks like he's walking to the bathroom at like 3 a.m.
John Madden is just not have control of this. Like he can't decide. Like he DQ'd him rather for going the apron, and now he's just gonna let him.
He still like stumbles in the ring. Brody gets the win. Uh-oh, he may kill some people with a steel chair.
Oh, God.
Just,
right in the kidney.
He just threw Waldo out the way. Oh, God, he's losing it. It's like you won, man.
What the hell? He's won. Imagine what if he freaking lost. Out for?
Jesus. He almost Kurt Angled himself right there. Ricocheted into his head.
Oh, boy.
All right, and that brings an end to the matches tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, real quick. So,
I think that five-minute Road Warriors match made this a quick one.
So I want to hear everyone else's thoughts first. Jake, what did you think?
I kind of dug that a decent amount. I think I'm going to go like 3.25. I kind of like the dynamic that they had with Gino kind of running from this maniac and Bruiser Brody was acting like a maniac. I was digging it. I'm going to go 3.25.
Yeah, that was very good. I'm going to go 3.5, actually. Sousa, where are you at?
Yeah, I'll go 3 on it for a lot of the same reasons. It was a good brawl. The interference was a bit much, but I'm a sucker for a good brawl, so I'll go 3 on it.
Yeah, sucker for a Ripley man in a mask.
Oh, of course.
with his Uggs.
Who among us isn't?
So that was our highest match tonight at 3.25. We'll do the Shawnalytics next episode to see if it cracks our top 10. I don't believe it does. But before we get out of here, do you guys have anything to plug? Sousa, you want to plug anything?
Yeah, you can find me over on the Pop feed on my show, Piece of the Action. Speaking of Sean, he will be my guest on the next episode of Piece of the Action, which should be out at some point in the month of November. You can check me out on there. You can check me out on the No-So feed on the Extreme Three-Way Dance. That's a blast to do, so check that out. And Popcorn Chicken Salad, you can find me on there usually every month. So check all that out. You can find me on Twitter at MSousa1991.
Thank you. And Jake, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, my old tried and true, the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast over on the North South feed. Some good episodes coming in November, including the Survivor Series 2002 pile, which is a pretty well-known show, and it holds up very well. It kind of surprised me how good it is.
Yeah, that show's been – I've been meaning to do a rewatch of that because I remember – I think I watched it on Scrambled Vision, if memory serves.
That initial chamber is better than you remember, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember RVD killing Triple H. Is that the one?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Great.
But, and also, those horrible pants that Sean was wearing made it into the video game that year. They were those were the
people God, that's chose right.
to yes, make that's the video right. game. And it's poor awful. So
yes, but, along with the terrible haircut. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I don't know what the hell he was doing. But I'm Scott Shiflett. I can be found at Scott_Shiflett. Just check out all the pods on the Quadapods. Everyone's doing a great job. Yeah, that's it. Thanks everyone for listening.